On this episode of Ethan and Mike, we brought in Doug Smith, who's a film fanatic and a comedian. We talk about how this podcast starts and potential spots for Kaepernick. Where will he go? And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And now to your commercial break. Good evening, podcast. Welcome to the 28th episode, Ethan and Mike. I'm your host, Ethan.
And I'm Mike. I'm back, boys.
He's back once again. We got to talk a lot about some news updates, Mike, about the NFL, NBA. But before anything, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Not Italian, all right? Keep it real, though. How you been?
I've been good, man. You know, I actually applied for a job yesterday, and I got the interview today, so that's good. Mm-hmm. So I have to wait for a response back by Monday. Hopefully I do. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I'm praying. And hopefully I get the job. So, yeah.
Hope for that for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, we got a special guest.
How you been, Ethan?
Oh, but we're doing good, you know? Kind of cut me off a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I've been doing good, you know? I don't usually get asked that, but, you know, I've been doing good. You know, this week's went by fast, you know?
It really did, yeah.
If you really think about it, from the last episode we had on 27. 27 was a good one. I can tell you that with Dalvin Cook and all that.
It was.
But, Mike, our special guest today, all the way from Texas, he's a Finns fanatic. Hey. You want to know who he is?
It's hey.
Douglas Smith. The touchdown.
Hey!
Smith, how you doing? Everybody?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. Happy to finally be on here, man. This is awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
How you been?
Thank you for coming on, man. It's our pleasure.
Hey, I'm shaking, I'm baking, I'm earthquaking. Hey, I think I need to say. Yeah, I'm good, man.
Shaking and baking like Curry.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, Douglas, I'm glad to have you on our show. You funny comedian out there with the Dolphins. I seen your post.
Hey, man, I fight for the little people, man, you know.
100%. 100%. But, you know, Douglas, I want to ask you this question. What made you came up with the name, the touchdown, with Doug Smith?
Absolutely. So, a touchdown, man, there's a lot of things that go in a touchdown. Yeah. There's blocking. There is plays that are called, you know. There's plays that are called within the guidelines of the referee's rules, you know. There's O-line, there's a quarterback, running back, some receivers, tight end if there's one in that set, what have you. And one thing I like about the touchdown, how I ultimately came up with that name, is that, you know, it's loaded. You know, there's a lot that goes into a touchdown. There's a lot that goes in, and where basically my show kind of meets the parallels. I do sketch comedy, and also as well, I do football commentary as well too. So I talk about what's going on. I would say my ratio, I'm probably about 75% kind of like Miami Dolphins, but then I cover the rest of the league as well too. And then, of course, I have a sketch comedy in there. I try to put out at least two funny clips a month. So I'm on my fifth clip is going to be coming out this Sunday, actually. It's going to be real dope. It got my dog Coco in it.
Hey, Coco.
Hey, this one's a wild. Hey, PETA is going to be pissed off when they see this one. I ain't going to be winning no fans.
No fans for the PETA fans, I can tell you that. But yeah. You will see that on this Sunday. He will post that on the Touchdown with Doug Smith on YouTube. So please check that out.
Yeah, for certain. YouTube, and then also on my Facebook page as well, too. It's also a Touchdown with Doug Smith.
And his Facebook page, too. But yes, since it's the Father's Day coming up this Sunday, I want to talk about the time where your father was in the Navy for 21 years. How it felt when you were living in Japan, for let's say, or England, when you had to travel with your father in the Navy?
Man, it was amazing. You know, looking back, it was cool because I got to see all these different cultures. I was with Welsh people when I was in England. When I was in Japan, I was amongst Okinawans. And then there's a lot of Americans out there, too. So we had a beautiful melting pot of people together. You know what I mean? So it stunk at the same time because you're moving every 3 to 4 years, you know, so you got to start all over with new friends. So you learn to be adaptable to your environment and stuff like that, and to different groups of people and stuff like that. So it was really a blessing, you know, not only because my dad got to serve our country, but also as well, you know, I got to see all these different places. I mean, I lived in San Diego, Washington State, Colorado, New Mexico, Rhode Island. Oh, Rhode Island sucks, but all the other places.
Well, just to see our Rhode Island people.
Yeah. Give your pops thanks for your service from me, man.
will do.
21 years. That's a good one. Absolutely. 21 years in the service. That's appreciated him. Oh, yeah, happy Father's Day to him for certain.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Proud father of two little girls, man, 8 and 10 years old. So. And you know they're my girls because they can throw a spiral perfectly.
They can throw a spiral perfectly?
Ooh, hey, yeah. There you go.
All just could throw like 15 yards, yeah.
They'll attract all the football players now.
Oh, no. Don't get his ideas, Mike. Don't get him ideas where the guys. I mean,
it makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Hey, don't mess with the dad's kids. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, man.
I know, but you know how dad's mind goes, Mike.
That's true, yeah.
Murder.
You should know better. But Doug.
Yeah.
So I know you're a huge Dolphin fan, just like how we are here.
Yes.
Where do you see Miami this year, this season, with Tua and Fitzmagic, or sometimes Fitztragic?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what? I'm gonna be real with you guys, man. So the Miami Dolphins, man, it's like a soap opera for the last 20 years. You know, like we make a big splash of free agency. We're very aggressive every single offseason. Now, I'm going to answer your question. It's going to be kind of a loaded answer. Yep. So, in 2019, we ended up bringing a gentleman by the name of Coach B. Flo, a.k.a. Coach Brian Flores. So, he joins the Miami Dolphins. And I saw Ross, I'm not a fan of our owner until this statement. He goes, something to the extent of, hey, I'm not in charge of football operations. I'm going to bring the people on board. I haven't been doing a good job. We're going to get Chris Greer. He's going to be doing his thing. He's going to be in charge of the football operations. We got Coach Brian Flores, who's won 4 or 5 Super Bowls and responsible for the last 2 championships. He knows how to build a team. He knows how to recruit. Man. He knows how to be a dominant force in the league. That being said, last year happened. We didn't have that much talent. We cut a lot of dead weight off. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's like a relationship, man. Like when you don't see yourself growing, you got to let go of people who are holding you back. We had to let go of a lot of people who we thought were good for us, right? And we saw who wants to actually be in Miami. So not only do we have people who want to be in Miami, we're taking pay cuts to be in Miami. Mind you, we were a losing team. Now we got superstars, and we had the best quarterback in the draft. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to answer your question right now, but this is going to be contingent on Tua Tagovailoa when he starts, okay? Now, obviously, when you put a dang dream team together, it never meshes together right away. So, but this could be a 10 and 7 season, or it could be the other way around. You know, I think we're either mediocre or we're going to be really good and go to the playoffs. Now, Fitzmagic, he has better running backs than he's ever had in his career. So obviously, I'm going to assume right now that he is our starter, right? Mm. He's going to be our starter. We'll just take him. We'll assume that, right? However, if in the event Tua comes in, I think it would be great if Tua came in like 5 to 8 games into the season, man. Let him get water behind his ears, man. I mean, I think this would be a really good time for him to get in there and stuff. So I would say I think we're going to win at least 10 games this season, man. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It'll be a lot of competitive. And I say next season after this, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, I like the way you think, man. I predicted a long time ago that the Dolphins were going to win somewhere between 9 and 10 games this year.
I had them like the highest of 9 wins, Doug. I had them like at least 9 wins, just improvement from 5 wins. But,
yeah,
like 7 to 9 wins, I expect them to be this year at least.
Yeah.
We might surprise some people, you know. There's going to be some games where you think we will lose, but we'll actually upset, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know which team that will be, but I have that feeling. Just the way
we got the third hardest schedule, man. So it's gonna be a test for us, man, and we're gonna mesh real good. And
it's gonna I'm be telling a
you, man, Dolphins, it's our decade. We don't win the championship this decade.
I hope so. Like this type of schedule will prove if we've been better or we're still the same Dolphins.
Yeah,
that's what I feel. Yeah. You know,
absolutely. I have a few concerns as well too. I'm very concerned about Cham Gailey, you know what I mean? I have some question marks, but he's kind of a run first kind of guy, which is pretty good. That actually might work good for us. So Coach Brian Flores is coached against him, so they do have a history in one way or another. So should be interesting, but we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, we'll see how the Dolphins
go. And If you guys didn't know, Chan Gailey actually was Ryan Fitzpatrick's offensive coordinator up in Buffalo and with the Jets.
Buffalo and with the Jets, absolutely. They got history as well. Nothing is by accident, man. And one thing I like about Coach Brian Flores, you know, like, for example, let's rewind a little bit back when we had Coach Gase, a.k.a. the serial killer. Back when – hey, look at Myers.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Gase.
You see the way Ethan does it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it this episode.
when Gase came over, he brought a bunch of trash coaches over from Chicago, man. And they ain't do nothing, man. He just brought his buddies. It's like – like 90% of the time when these coaches get hired on a team, they bring in their own rejects from the team that they just left, you know. So very, very interesting. But Coach Brian Flores didn't necessarily do that. He brought a few people, but he brought people who are actually really good. Like, these folks are handpicked, man. So it's going to be good, man. I'm excited.
No, 100%. Yeah,
Flores is a strategist. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel he knows what he's doing. I don't know when we will actually make the playoffs. I hope it will be like this year, but if not, I'll see them making the playoffs next year and actually winning a playoff game.
That's definite.
Because the last time we won a playoff game was against the Colts way back when we had the quarterback named Jay Fielder, if you remember.
2002.
Jay Fielder, man, that guy. Yeah, I can't forget him, man.
Jay Fielder.
I remember they gave it to Lamar Smith and he ran that 26-yard run on the right corner of the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I want to talk about this video you made with that Dolphin crazy fanatic. I want to hear about this one. What was the backstory in this one?
Oh, this is my latest one, right?
Yeah, it was the latest comedy skit that you made. You had like a Dolphins fanatic, and then they turned on them and they wore a Saints hat.
That's how we're getting down to Miami, man. You leave our team and you can't come back. But yeah, man. So I write comedy skits. You ever see 8 Mile with Eminem? And sometimes he's on the bus, he just starts writing down because all these ideas are coming to his head. You know, that's how I am with these comedy skits. I have at least close to 10 skits on the back burner right now. You know, so they'll be released over the next couple months, man. But even if like these little videos, man, if it takes like a minute and a half to get the final product together, man, sometimes it takes 3 to 4 hours to put everything together, man. There's outtakes, there's different camera angles and stuff. And what's really fun about that one is that when I'm saying these horrible things, how much I love the Dolphins, when I end up, well, I don't want to spoil it. You guys have to watch it. If you guys get a chance, make sure you tag it in the description of this video. But
yeah, we will.
But yeah, man, the guy ends up, we're saying how much we love the Dolphins. Like, I love the Dolphins so much, I punched my wife right in the face. So when I'm shooting this, wife is in the other room, and she's like, shut up, Doug. And, I'm saying, and my neighbors, they're probably here, like, hey, this guy's like a horrible husband to his family. But yeah, man, that was a real fun one to put together. I have my oldest daughter, she was a camera person, holding the camera and whatnot, and she gives me little pointers as well. So I'm like, oh, Dad, do it like this, and then we bounce ideas off each other. So it's good, man.
Hey, always have a camera, man, as always.
Got you.
That's how it's
the important part of the video.
Oh yeah.
But I got a little scenario for you guys. You guys gonna like this one right here. So you know how you hear about Kaepernick on the news saying that he has like potential to go to teams?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I got three teams where I think he should go to. And if you agree or disagree and why, I want to know about you guys' opinions on this one. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So my first team I think that Kaepernick should go to is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now why I say this. They have a weak quarterback room. You have Gardner Minshew, who will assumably be the starting quarterback. And then you have backup quarterbacks like Mike Glennon and Jake Luton, which you remember Mike Glennon. He's not great as a quarterback. You remember him from Tampa and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great one. But in Jacksonville, though, they have Leonard Fournette, DJ Chark, and D.D. Westbrook. And if Cap can get the starting quarterback there, I think the Jaguars can do something with their offense, at least. Although they're already riding the Jacksonville out this year to a 2-14 record. Now, should he go to the Jags? Yes or no?
Oh, that's absolutely. I think it would be a great fit, man. I feel like for Kaepernick, there's this is weird because this is the first time in NFL history a lot of first-string quarterback positions are getting close. Therefore, competition levels are going to be up there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not expecting him at all to come back and be like, hey, I'm back, guys. No, he's not the work for it, just like when Vic came out of prison and, you know, he had to work for it to get to that spot again, right?
Yeah.
He'll want to target teams like Jacksonville, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the LA Rams, you know, teams that have a very weak second string position. You know what I mean? You also have the Chicago Bears. Don't forget Detroit Lions. So teams like that, where they have a weak second string, that's going to be even if he gets on third string, man, I think it's just great for him to be back in the league, man.
I think I see that. Mike, what do you think? Should he sign with the Jags or no?
I can see where he would sign with them. But then again, I don't know if it would be, like, the right move for Jacksonville because they're invested in the future, and that's why they took Minshew, and that's why they named him the starter, and that's why they put him in for a majority of the season, even though Nick Foles got hurt last year. But considering off of what Minshew did last year, things are looking high and mighty for Jacksonville. I really like what they're doing, even though their QB room isn't, like, the youngest or most experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It has potential, so I can see the possibility of Cap signing there. I just don't know if it would be the right decision.
Okay, I see you guys' points there. Now I got another team that I think should get it.
Okay.
The Redskins. Now call me crazy on this one, even though the next one will be much crazier than that one. But I think the Redskins—they have Haskins and they got Kyle Allen. Even though you have Alex Smith, but he's still recovering from that badly torn ACL that he received in that game in Houston against J.J. Watt. When J.J. Watt put his whole weight on him, it was like...
Yeah, that was a nasty injury.
That was bad. That was real bad.
But what I could see in Cap in there, although they have like a weak core wide receivers, they have this nice speed wide receiver they drafted in the draft, which I can still see Cap winning the job over Haskins and Allen in the situation. And they have Ron Rivera as the head coach. So... you agree on that one or you disagree?
I definitely like that a lot, man. Yeah, you made some good points I wasn't considering before, man. It's like that would be because Haskins has to prove himself. Like we saw Gardner Minshew, right? He's coming into what second year in the league, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. He proved himself. Right? Everybody's like, yeah, Uncle Rico. You know, like Haskins.
Uncle Rico with a mustache.
Haskins didn't do that. He came in the league. He's like, listen, man, I want to be the next Tom Brady. And I like Haskins. Man. I love where his mind is at, man. That he desires to be great things. But it's so hard to develop a quarterback when your O-line is playing like you're still in high school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that'd be another thing. I mean, I just want to see Cap in the league in general, you know, whether it's starting or backing up somewhere, you know. And obviously made a better person get the job, you know what I mean? But yeah, Haskins is dope. I like Haskins. But, yeah, I feel like we haven't seen the best of Haskins, you know. We've seen everything Cap could do, so it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting for sure.
So, Mike, what do you think on that?
Again, like, I can see where it is, but I don't know if it's the right decision because, again, much like Jacksonville, they're investing in the future. That's why they took Dwayne Haskins last year. That's why – they signed Kyle Allen from Carolina, and Carolina actually signed Teddy Bridgewater to replace him. But again, I can see Kaepernick like giving Haskins and Allen that like veteran experience and leadership. And Haskins is a great football mind. He's got a football player's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And even outside of a football player, he's just got such a great mind for the game because, you know, it's in his nature. Because he went to Ohio State, and that, which is one of the greatest football programs in the country.
Absolutely.
But again, it's all about what is best for the team. And I think the best for Washington is to invest in the future. And I think that's what they're doing and making the right decision in putting their faith in Haskins.
Okay, I can see that. Now, the last one, you guys are going to be shocked on who I picked as the last potential spot for Kaepernick.
Say it.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Now, hold your horses now. The reason why I say it, although they just drafted their Herbert in the draft and they have Tyrod Taylor in the room, if you remember, their head coach was the one that did spoke, Anthony Lynn, that said, like, recently said that it will be interesting to bring in Kaepernick in the quarterback room and had like a competition, if you remember that, remember that statement of Anthony Lynn.
Yep.
Now, when you bring Cap in the room, you have weapons like Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, and Hunchy Henry. He's coming back from injury. So you have three potential targets to hit. Now, although the Chargers don't have a great O-lineman, but I can still see Kaepernick making a case there as an L.A. Charger and represent the L.A. Chargers' new stadium.
SoFi
Stadium. That's what I feel. I want to know what your opinions on that, what I feel there.
So, yeah, man, oh, my, I mean, cut in. I was like, I love that name, SoFi. SoFi, let's go SoFi, man. Like, it's not so warm and fuzzy, like,
it's SoFi.
Yeah, dude, I love that. Honestly, if I'm Kaepernick, I'm going to LA. It's so weird because I used to live 10 minutes from the San Diego Chargers Stadium, Qualcomm back in the day. I really have such a hard time saying LA Chargers. But anyway, LA Chargers, if I'm Cap, that's the number one place that's on the top of my list. You have more of a solidified O-line. You have a better running game over there. You have better receivers, better D-line from Melvin Ingram. So a lot of those guys, man, they're headbusters, you know. And they got head coach Anthony Lynn. And to not only answer your question, but, man, one thing I really love about Coach Anthony Lynn, this guy's heart is big, man. He's like a player's coach, you know what I mean? He built a school in Tanzania just last year, you know, and built a school. If you guys get a chance, look it up on YouTube, man. Definitely a tearjerker for sure. Have your tissue box out. But not only it's a smart move if you're the owner of the Chargers, I'm like, you got to move tickets. And you know that L.A. Rams are the ones who are really moving the units. Bring in Cap. That's what I'm bringing a lot of money. Bring in Cap, man. And it's the right thing to do. And Cap ain't garbage neither. I mean, obviously, it's been some years. I mean,
it's been years.
Yeah, 2016 was the last time he played in the league.
Four seasons, y'all. So that's a long time. So to be out of the league, but other players have done it. Alden Smith just came back after being out for a long time. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, they disappeared, then they show up later on in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? So he has football knowledge. He's played in a Super Bowl. He's been in a NFC Championship before. I mean, he's been involved in football controversies. He's been in other controversies as well too, man. But I mean, the dude he puts his money where his mouth is. You know what I mean? He's taken $1 million of his own money and invested it into the community. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk, you know, behind closed doors. So I think if San Diego, LA Chargers, if you're the LA Chargers, that's going to be on the top of my list.
Yeah. To be honest, I still call them the San Diego Chargers.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Like, I got used to saying Los Angeles.
I'll still call the Chargers San Diego and the Raiders Oakland. But I think if I'm Kaepernick, LA is my number one ideal spot to go to. Because here's why. You have a veteran quarterback who hasn't been the greatest, and you have an unproven rookie who's expected to be the starter this year. Mm-hmm. However, if you sign Kaepernick, who has both regular season experience, playoff experience, and even Super Bowl experience, because remember, he was in Super Bowl 47, I think it was, against the Ravens, when the two Harbaugh brothers coached against each other. Mm-hmm. So,
Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think it's the most logical place for him to go outside of like a Carolina or a Washington.
Yeah.
Or even somewhere else because, you know, again, it's L.A., you know. It's a great city. It has very loyal – well, somewhat loyal fans. And I mean to throw no shade at Charger fans because they've been supporters of that team for years and years now. But again, Kaepernick, most logical place. You can sign him for quite a decent amount of money. Not too much, not too little. And it's a great way to bring in more fans, and it gives you a chance to start winning some more games and try and start at least try to compete with the Chiefs for the division.
Yeah, I agree.
I can see that. So quick NFL news real quick. So I got Xavier Howard. He will not be suspended this year after the case of him hitting his girlfriend, which it got dropped this February. Which, yes. The NFL. I don't know why you're saying yes.
I'm saying yes because his charges got dropped and that he's not going to get suspended.
It's been dropped since February.
Yeah, I know. I would never advocate for hitting women. Like, come on, Ethan.
I know. I'm just saying it looked like it. But he's not going to be suspended by the NFL after they concluded that. And also, Josh Gordon is filing for reinstatement in the NFL.
Again,
but he has a case, though, because the NFL made smoking marijuana now legal to do that. So it gives him a case. Because if you remember that early in the year, you can also look at this, too, Michael and Douglas. Like, they were talking about this early in the year. That's why it's like George Gordon's like, so I got suspended again and definitely because of this. So that's why he's going to reinstate again. He just did it this week.
Right, and wasn't Myles Garrett's suspension reduced as well?
Myles Garrett is still – he's still going to have some suspension, but it has been
– Yeah, I think it was only reduced to, like, 2 games or something like that instead of 6.
Yeah, that he has – but he still had to do two games, though.
Right.
But – and also, have you seen Tom Brady's and Gronk's new jerseys?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not used to it. Oh,
get used to that. Number 1287 with the – the red.
I'm not used to it.
Even though you kind of already seen it with Tom Brady and Gronk with the red uniforms and the Patriots, but it's just a different color. Different color you're not used to.
Yeah, different color scheme, yeah.
They look happier, man. It's weird. Like, I feel like ever since they left New England, like, you see Tom Brady's on Howard Stern's show. Gronk is out there having fun over in Tampa Bay, man. I mean, it's just good vibes over there, man. That they seem happier, seem more loose. Like, it's, and Bruce Arians, he's like a hard body coach, right? But he's very laxed as well, too, man. Like, you see him, man. This dude got the Kango hat and stuff like that, and he just real. He talks like a player trying to get with a 20-year-old girl, man. He means, hey, man, let me tell you something. It's gonna be okay. Yeah. Wow, good answer, Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians is a quarterback coach because he coached Big Ben, Carson Palmer. You remember Carson Palmer in Arizona? He
part of that Super Bowl with the Colts.
Yes.
Yeah, Arizona Cardinals, man.
Coach many great quarterbacks. So,
yeah, loads of experience, man. Tampa Bay. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm predicting them to win that division. Maybe not the Super Bowl, but definitely for sure. Big time. Okay. Yeah, I can see Tampa Bay losing to Seattle in the NFC Championship, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I think Seattle.
That's very high.
Yeah, baby. Let's talk about it. Yeah, Seattle coming this year.
Oh, hold on. Timeout. Personal foul. 15 yards against the defense. Wait.
Hey, Tampa? It's a prediction. It's like when you were predicting the Bills not making it, Mike. So I've never really
liked that. All right. Well, my case was logical. But Tampa – no, I still think that New Orleans is too much of a threat.
If I could elaborate real quick, I hope I'm not going to take away from the time here, but he got – so remember in 2007 when Brady, he threw like, what, 50 touchdowns when he had like Randy Moss and then he had Gronk. He had a little shit to receive.
Yeah.
Man, this dude got Mike freaking Evans. He got Godwin. He got other pretty good receivers. They're like mid-range guys. He got three.
Yeah, not to mention that he's also got O.J. Howard and Cameron
Brate. O.J. Howard, Brate, Gronk, Lord hell mercy. Running back game is okay, Jones. He's not bad. They got the sack leader of the NFL. I will say New England, I feel like they have better defensive backs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Arians, he's a very good defensive coach too. So, obviously, they built up that O-line a little bit. You know, Jameis Winston got popped in the mouth quite a bit last year. But, y'all, man, I'm telling you guys that I think Brady's going to put up some better numbers, but I feel like it's now or never for him. I mean, he got 2 more years in the NFL.
Yeah, he got 2 more years.
Another
matchup with the Patriots.
Cut you guys off, but whenever I look back at Jameis last year, I always think of his own 30 for 30 intro, and then I can always think of, what if I told you that going 30 for 30 was an actual thing? ESPN Films presents a 30 for 30 film brought to you by State Farm. Jameis. 30 for 30.
You might hear Mike on the TV, and I'm going to be shocked. hey,
you might.
Because if I hear Mike's voice, I'm just going to record that. But yeah,
you might just hear me on the TV.
Before wrapping up this episode, I just want to say thank you for joining us.
Oh man, 100%
always.
Appreciate you guys. Definitely gotta do this again.
Sure. I want to shout out to all the fathers out there one more time.
Yeah, shout out to all the dads. Happy Father's Day out there. We love you guys. Appreciate you. And also, a quick shout out to my sister. Her 17th birthday is tomorrow, so I just want to wish her happy birthday out on here.
In case happy birthday!
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to see her tomorrow. yeah, we got this whole big drive-by plan. It's going to be like 30-plus of her friends. We're all going to have like the garage set up. They're all just going to come drive by our house and everything, and it's going to be so sick.
Yeah, that'll be great, Mike. Now, I just want to say this to my dad if he's watching this right now. Thank you for everything, Dad. I really appreciate for you to start this podcast, helping me support 100%. I know you do so much for our family. I know you work your ass off. I know I said a bad word there, but it's factual.
Say it.
I'm being real. He's worked his behind off day and night. I wouldn't ask for another father like you. Thank you for everything.
Damn, well said, bro. Well said.
Hey, just want to wish my dad a happy Father's Day and stuff like that, man. I love you. Thank you for bringing me on this earth and, hey, making me a Dolphins fan.
Yes.
happy Father's Day. I love you. Hey, and it's all the same mothers out there doing it by themselves as well, too. Happy Father's Day. Well, man, God bless.
Very true.
Yeah, and last but not least, happy Father's Day to my dad. Dad, if you're listening or watching this, I just want to let you know how much you're loved by not just me, but by my sister, my mom, everyone, all of the family, even your friends. You just care about each and every single person that you met in your life with just so much passion and heart, and you always put their best interest ahead of your own, and it's just one of the reasons why you're not only such a great father, but such a great man. And there's literally no better person I could have asked to have been my father. So I love you very much. And I can't wait to see you on Sunday and just wish you once again, a much and very, very deserving happy Father's Day.
Sure. Very blessed, Mike. Very blessed to you. And also, guys, please follow Douglas Smith on Instagram. Follow his YouTube on Facebook. And I know he has a TikTok. I'm pretty sure he has a TikTok.
Yeah. Hit me up on TikTok. It's just at the touchdown, nothing else. And then also Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. It's all the touchdown with Doug Smith. Again, we got comedy, football commentary, bold, unbiased commentary. Throw that out there. And, hey, shout out to Ethan and Mike Show. You guys make sure you hit the like button. You hit the share it with your mom. Even if she don't like football, she likes it now. Make sure you hit the bell.
100%.
Reminder to follow this guy's channel. These two young men are not only bringing people together as far as this channel goes, but, man, I love you guys' movement, man, and you guys are rock stars. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you, man. Much love to you. Likewise.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 28. Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all our major podcasts and our own YouTube page. So thank you, guys. And have a great day, guys. We'll see you next episode.
Peace. Yep. Yeah.